This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Second half underway in Oklahoma City, and right now the Thunder continue to miss bunnies, Matt. They are getting open looks and not converting, and your live number sits at 63-53 as it has cut down to 10. The Pacers cutting that deficit down to 10, hitting another three. Live number 13.5. It is hour number four here of VSiN Primetime. Tyrese Halliburton filling up the stat sheet really everywhere except the points. 6 points, 8 boards, 5 assists for Tyrese Halliburton as the Pacers are going to hit a three on this possession. Aaron Nesmith finally getting into the action, Matt Eumanns.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing for the under if Aaron Nesmith gets hot, gets in a groove. He hit 8 of 9 threes in game one against the Knicks, and tonight 2 for 4 from three. He's got 7 points and 8 rebounds. And Thunder get an easy look there, 65-53 with about 8 minutes to go. Live total is 218.5. It had actually a drop to a couple points below that. But Thunder, 14.5-point favorites at this point. And the Pacers, Tim, you've said this repeatedly about the Thunder. They're great at answering. When a team makes a run, they respond. And the Pacers, every time they've made a charge, OKC's had an answer, and that's why I don't think the Pacers are going to pull off one of those amazing comebacks tonight.
And it'll be curious to see what that means for the series. We've gone through all the trends and the numbers regarding a series spread that is this high, where you had a favorite in the ballpark of minus 700, a underdog in the neighborhood of plus $5. Mm-hmm. And history not on the side of the Pacers. They're hoping to be like their Midwestern brother, the Detroit Pistons of 2004, but not a great start here. But as we saw with the Pacers in game one against the New York Knicks, Matt, this is a Pacers team that you just can't count out. They don't go away. And what do we see again? Another Pacers miss from inside the arc.
Thunder missed a layup attempt there, and the Pacers are going to score, cut it to 10, and then what happens? The Thunder score and go back up 12, 67-55 at the 7-minute mark, 67-55, and again, it was 57-45 at halftime. So we got 20 points on the board in the first 5 minutes of the second half.
Jalen Williams with 9 points in this one. Just 3 of 10 from the field is Jalen Williams. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander leading all scorers with 23 points. And that shouldn't come as a big surprise, as once again, he was minus 3,500 to lead the finals in scoring as we get a bucket there. So 12-point lead right now for the Oklahoma City Thunder. The live total sits at 216.5. Something we were contemplating was the total in the second half, which went off at 117, and 20 points have been scored so far here in the third quarter with 7 minutes to go. As Miles Turner looks perplexed, what is the concern there?
Well, he drove to the basket, shot faked, and was called for a travel. I couldn't really tell if this is a good call. This is going to tell us if
a travel.
He did slide his feet, so that's a travel. You don't see that called all the time.
I know.
In the NBA. But
didn't
it was
hold
called
the pivot
there.
Foot.
7:01 to go. 12-point lead for the Thunder. 14.5-point favorites, total of 216.5. It feels like the Pacers just kind of treading water, never really making up much ground here. And I kind of feel like that's going to be the story the rest of the way. I wouldn't feel too confident if you bet the Pacers pregame, +9.5, +10. Just doesn't feel like, Tim, even when they make a run, they can't sustain it because they can't get stops. In that previous possession, they got beat on the back door for a layup. You cut it to 10, and you get beat on a simple back door for a layup. A lot of things the Pacers are going to have to clean up after tonight's game.
Live total right now sitting at 216.5. Live spread 14.5. That closed at 10. You saw money come in on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Around the Major League Baseball, Matt, earlier today, we talked about it. A brutal, brutal beat if you had the Atlanta Braves. 7 runs scored by the Arizona Diamondbacks in the top of the ninth inning to get the 11-10 win. A game that started when we came on the air, easy for me to say, the Yankees and the Guardians, a very brisk, well-done game. 4-0 the final. Max Fried, tremendous on the hill, Matt, for your Bronx Bombers. 6 innings, 1 hit, 7 strikeouts for Max Fried, lowering his ERA to 178. Aaron Judge had a double. Cody Bellinger, a two-run homer in that one.
Max Fried got knocked around a little bit by the Dodgers last weekend, and he responds with a strong start tonight. Yankees were minus 270 right in that neighborhood, and you can't lay that. You got to lay the run line with the Yankees. Obviously easy to say, but that's obviously also how you have to bet baseball. If you're going to play a big favorite, knock that price down to Yankees minus 130 or so on the runs line. And they do cover it tonight, 4-0. Max Fried with an outstanding start. Six innings, one hit, two walks. He struck out seven. And Cleveland, never really a threat in this game. 4-0, Yankees close it out.
Well, if you wanted a dog, the biggest dog of the day that came home, how about the Chicago White Sox beating Major League Baseball's best Detroit Tigers 3-2 in extra innings. So earlier today, the White Sox, as around a plus 180 dog, brings it on home. The A's got on the board. They got a win today, 14-3, as they snapped, a 9- or 10-game losing streak. It had been it's been a rough go of it for the cityless A's as they win 14-3 today. And no game today, though, Matt, for the hottest team in baseball. The Colorado Rockies did not play today.
I saw a great tweet from the Rockies Twitter account yesterday. Wins since Monday, Rockies 3, Scotty Scheffler 0.
As a shot, clapping back.
Clapping back at all those who said Scotty Scheffler had more wins than the Rockies. Anyway, the A's did stop the West Sacramento A's stopped a 9-game losing streak today, a 14-3 win. Tyler Soderstrom hit a grand slam and a 2-run homer in that one. And A's beat the Twins to stop that losing streak, 14-3. Yeah, it was funny because last night on Twitter, I saw a lot of people go, just bet against the A's every day. Well, when you start to see comments like that, no surprise when the A's win the next day, and that's what happened, 14-3 to stop the losing streak.
We are back underway, middle of the third quarter after a media timeout. Pacers are going to get a couple free throws here to cut the deficit back to 10. This game hanging around that number, right? Game closed at 10, right now sitting at 10, but here we go. Thunder are going to respond and hit a three. This might be the peak of what we've seen. It just hit 15.5 as we're watching a little bit behind there. Jalen Williams misses another bunny. I mean, the inefficiency at the rim, the Thunder really should be up massively against the Pacers here. They are up 13, and the total sits at 217.5. So, so far here in this second half, Matt, I was just checking out. We've seen a handful of more turnovers. Turnovers now for the Pacers, 21, as they have a 13-point lead, the Oklahoma City Thunder do. But the Pacers going to respond with a three-pointer here on this possession here, Matt. So Pacers Not going away. That is one thing you could say about this Pacers team. And I know it's the NBA Finals. But
OKC hits a three. So Pacers hit a three to cut it to 70-60. OKC hits a three while Tim's talking to make it 73-60. And the Pacers score here 75-62. We've had a bump up in the live total to 222.5 after that scoring surge here in the past minute. The total did dip to 216.5. So you got the under. You don't like what's happening here in the last couple minutes. So this game's kind of waking up a little bit.
How about Lou Dort tonight? 5 3-pointers for Lou Dort. You know you're going to get great defense from him, but he's hitting some threes. 5 threes for Lou Dort. He's got
4 steals.
4 steals, Matt, as a wide open, easy, uncontested dunk for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And we're going to get, I believe, a timeout on the floor here. Or a foul. No, we're going to get a foul here on Oklahoma City. So a 13-point lead for the Thunder over the Indiana Pacers. Chet Holmgren in this one, 6 points, just got a wide-open dunk. He is just 2 of 8 from the field. Chet Holmgren is here tonight.
2 of 8, but when they leave you wide open for a dunk, that's going to increase your field goal percentage. And that was an easy one. Pacers score here after the foul under the basket. So 75-64. What do you want to bet that OKC responds? It's down to 11, 4:40 to go in the third quarter. And live total hanging right around 220. So can't get too comfortable if you bet the under. This game is still within range of going over the total with a big fourth quarter tonight. 75-64, 4:22 to go.
You know, I don't know if you're a big nickname guy, Matt. I don't see.
Love nicknames.
I think the Dortcher Chamber is a pretty darn good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Caitlin Cooper, who covers the Indiana Pacers very closely, if you like some advanced numbers, she said, "This is Dortcher." And it has been. Lou Dort has been phenomenal tonight here.
Undrafted out of Arizona State. And we talked about all the draft picks that the OKC Thunder have compiled and the great job that their front office has done building this team. Well, they didn't need to use a draft pick on Lou Dort, one of their top players. I mean, this is a really good two-way player. Tonight, he's been great on the offensive end of the floor, 15 points, five made threes. But he's also, we know, a defensive stopper. This guy's making a lot of money for himself, Tim, as an undrafted player out of Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, you love to see it. Four and change to go in the third quarter. A 13-point lead for the Oklahoma City Thunder, 77-64. We told you that prior to the game, if you went on over to VSiN.com and checked out the betting splits, you would have seen that the public liked the dog, at least at DraftKings. Over 60% of the bets were on the dog, but more money was on the favorite. And that's what you can get with those exclusive betting splits that we have over at VSiN.com. They come courtesy of DraftKings and Circa. And you can check them out for as little as $9.99 in your first month. Just head on over to VSiN.com/subscribe to check out all the different offers we have over to get VSiN Pro access. 11-point lead now for the Oklahoma City Thunder. 25 points for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He is leading all scorers. As for the Indiana Pacers, Matt, Ty Halliburton now up to 10 points. 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists for Tyrese Halliburton. And I believe SGA is going to head to the free throw line here. Or no, they're going to call on the floor.
On the floor.
3:24 to go, third quarter. Thunder, an 11-point lead. Your live total. As it at 218.5, Thunder, 13.5-point favorites.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
3 minutes to go in the third quarter, folks. Game one of the NBA Finals, and right now, right on the number, a little bit over. 77-66 is the score. The Thunder with the lead went off as 10-point favorites. But the game is, and I say this without mushing, trending under. I was hoping that is the case there. Matt Eumanns is on the under. Got it at 231.5. Gave it out earlier this week with Mitch and Paul. So have you gotten to the point, Matt, where you'd look to try to middle it, or are you just going to ride with the under 231.5?
Well, actually, at this point, the live total is 216.5. I'm thinking about betting, maybe about a third of my original bet over 216.5 because Pacers are within range where they might be fouling some at the end. I think there's a decent chance it gets over that total. And you got a big middle to work with there. That's a 15-point middle when you're talking about that. So I don't want to give everything back if it looks like you're going to win under 231.5, but I think it's probably worth taking some sort of middle shot here over 216.5. I'm actually going to keep the app open and probably wait for it, Tim, to see if it'll drop. You always get a little bit greedy. Can I get 2 more points?
Of course.
Can I get this to drop to 214.5? Then maybe I'll look to take it.
our colleague who we heard from
every
last hour.
Every half point matters.
Absolutely. Our colleague Wes Reynolds just tweeted out a video or a GIF of Larry Bird from the NBA three-point contest when he walked into the locker room and famously said, who's coming in second, and did the whole contest with his shooting shirt on. He just tweeted that picture or GIF out there and said, that was Lou Dort tonight. Lou Dort, if you've missed it, has already hit 5 three-pointers, so he has gone well over his three-point prop. He is 5 for 7 from 3. Turnovers in this game, 21 already from the Indiana Pacers.
Tell you how fast these things move. It's 77-66. I see on the live betting on one app, it drops to 215.5. I said, I'm going to go ahead and play over 215.5. Before I could even hit the button, it goes up to 217.5. So 79-68, just like that. And now back to 215.5 at DraftKings, but the app I'm looking at is 217.5. So we'll see. Maybe if it drops a little bit more. DraftKings has dropped a total to 214.5 now, but that's not the app I'm looking at as we speak. You have to obviously have more than one out when you're trying to live bet these things, too.
No doubt about it.
2 minutes to go, Tim. 2 minutes to go in the third, 79-68. And it looks like this next possession is going to be an empty one, too. So Pacers,
down to 212.5. So once again, you wanted 215, and now it's 212.5. A minute 27 to go. 79-68 is the score. And we're going to see as Matt stares at his app and hopes that we get a better number here as this all plays out. Under 2 minutes to go in this first half, or excuse me, in this third quarter.
At this point, you also...
Or do you just sit back on a winner?
The flip side would say, hey, look, you got 18 points to better of it now. Just sit back. You got a winner. Don't give anything back. So with the live total down to 212.5, it almost looks like it's too good to refuse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Feels like you got to play a little bit over 212.5. If you played under 231 pregame, that's a fat middle shot you could take there. Again, 124 to go in the third quarter. 79-68. Said there was a scoring surge there for like two minutes, and now the game has hit the brakes here the last 2.5 minutes or so.
Seen 45 points so far scored in this third quarter, Matt, with 84 seconds to go. And that second half number, we were looking at, what, 117, 117 and a half? So we were curious if that would go over. You know, after this game, we're going to have Friday. We're going to have Saturday to dissect it. Game two won't be played till Sunday there at Oklahoma City. So a long time to digest what we've seen.
You know, does that make sense to you? Because I know that it's all about TV and what TV wants. But shouldn't we have a Saturday night primetime game when you don't have travel? Do you need 2 days off between games?
I wouldn't think so. I've never really understood, Matt, because it goes Thursday, Sunday, travel day Wednesday, travel day, play game three Wednesday. Game four is Friday, and then next weekend, unless it's a sweep, we have no basketball. No games on Saturday, no game on Sunday. It's very bizarre. Yeah.
Hopefully we have a long series. If you've been watching the Pacers tonight, you'd say, well, I'm a lot more confident in my OKC series bet because Pacers have posed the threat of a poodle tonight with what they've done here through three quarters.
But yet they're only down 11.
Down 11, but the turnover numbers, Tim – 21 turnovers, that's actually positive. That means only, what, two or three turnovers here in the third quarter for the Pacers. But they're just not playing the way they did in the Knicks series. I know it's one game. You don't want to overreact to anything you see in the first game of the series. But they're 10 for 27 from three, 37%. They've got 21 turnovers. This is not the Pacers offense we watched in the previous series. I do think that I've said this before, and I believe this. Rick Carlisle is a sharp coach. That's where the Pacers' edge is going to come throughout this series as you go game to game. You make adjustments. You figure things out. And that's why I didn't want to bet the Pacers tonight. I felt like they were going to be much better spots to play the Pacers later in this series.
Well, not as bad as the walk-off or the Arizona Diamondbacks. But the Texas Rangers heading into the ninth inning led 3-1 against the Rays, Matt.
Not anymore.
And the Tampa Bay Rays have walked it off.
Yep.
With a three-run bottom of the ninth inning. So the Tampa Bay Rays, once again, not the Arizona Diamondbacks, who overcame a six-run deficit in the ninth inning tonight. But the Rays overcome a two-run deficit, and they beat the Texas Rangers 4-3 as that has gone final there in Tampa. And it was a play at the plate, head-first slide, and the Rays get the win 4-3 to improve to, I believe, 33-29 on the season.
Well, Tim, I was waiting for it, and it happened. The Pacers cut it to 79-70. Why do you keep saying every time the Pacers make a run or make cut into the lead, OKC responds, and what happens? A three ball by OKC.
What are they doing now?
79-70. OKC hits a three to go up 82-70. Pacers answers with a three. So we got a scoring surge here. This live total goes up from 212 and a half. I didn't get in. Live total goes up from 212.5 to 217.5. It's 82-73 with about 45 seconds to go in the third quarter.
I tell you what, though, one of the more frustrating things from a live betting standpoint is trying to get
time
that
it.
Number.
You got to time it right, right?
And you click it on 215.5, goes up to 217, but then it goes down to 212, and now it's back to 217.5. 49 seconds to go in the third quarter, 82-73. Pacers hanging around, man. They are just – this is who they are, though, Matt. Their turnovers, that's not who they are. But the team that just does not die. They are cockroaches out there in a good way. No one likes cockroaches, but they're just hanging around. And if you laid the chalk with the Thunder, you're saying, put them away. just they haven't been able to do it yet. 82-76, Matt. This thing is getting interesting. This is a game that, once again, 21 turnovers from the Pacers, and they're down just six as they hit another three, their 12th three.
Oh, no.
Of
the Thunder hit a three before the buzzer at the third quarter. Unbelievable how they answer every time the Pacers make a run. And that's also not great for the under. But again, 85-76 at the end of the third quarter. It gets down to 82-76. Pacers gaining a lot of momentum here. You're feeling optimistic. And boom, Thunder answer with a three again. Tim, it happens like every time.
Is there a team that responds better in the league
counterpunch,
than the
right?
Thunder? And it's SGA with a hand at his face, just cold right there. 28 points for SGA. Three quarters in the books. The lead got down to six, and they head into the fourth quarter, 85-76. Your live line, 10.5. Total still hanging at 217.5. In that third quarter, Matt, we saw.
That was the highest scoring quarter of the game, 59 points in that quarter.
59 points, and your second half total was 117, so right around on pace there for a second half over. Fun second, third quarter, excuse me, there.
Also, if you bet Shea Gilgeous-Alexander over his points prop tonight, you got to love where you sit right now. 28 points at the end of the third.
He was at 33.5, and you know this, if it's a close game, he's getting to the line. There's no doubt about it. Hey, folks, just a reminder, before that line moves, the sharp plays at sharpplays.com. They're already there. They don't chase the market. They move it. You're not going to outmuscle billion-dollar sportsbooks or full-time sports bettors on your own. But with the sharp plays, you don't have to. They've got an AI cutting-edge and inside sources. Sharp plays delivers the edge that serious bettors rely on. So head on over to sharpplays.com. Trusted by the pros, watched by the books. Check them out now. Sharpplays.com. Three quarters in the books. Game one of the NBA Finals, 85-76. What a third quarter. Entertaining, back and forth. And Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, as the lead dwindled down to six, buries a three with 0.7 of a second to go with a hand in his face. He's now got 28 points to lead all scorers.
He is playing like an MVP tonight, no question.
Live total, 218.5. Live spread, 10.5 in favor of the Oklahoma City Thunder. On to the fourth quarter we go. Thunder trying to take game one against the Indiana Pacers. 12 minutes left in regulation.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We're a minute into the fourth quarter of game one of the NBA Finals. I believe we have some free throws coming here for the Indiana Pacers. 89-76 as Benedict Mathurin hits to the free throw line for the Indiana Pacers. Total sits at 219.5. He's going to make the second free throw as the lead is 12. So once again, game closed at 10 and still been hanging out at that number. Second half has been pretty evenly played between the Pacers and the Thunder, Matt. Second half number was 2. So you think about it, where we were or where we are, it was a 10-point lead at the break. Or no, 12-point lead at the break. And we are even through 13 minutes of hoops here in Oklahoma City. 12-point lead for the Thunder.
Every time the Pacers have made a run, OKC's had an answer that's been consistent throughout the game tonight. And Pacers cut it to, 82-76.
Yep, 6-point.
6-point game, and Thunder respond right away. That's why I wouldn't be too optimistic if you grab the points with the Pacers tonight, because they just cannot sustain a run. They can't get stops in this game, and that's going to be a problem throughout the series. Pacers just not good enough. They're missing a player like Lu Dort, to be honest. They need some tough two-way type of player like Lu Dort, who can do it on both ends of the floor. Pacers really don't have that guy. They got too many zeros out there on the defensive end of the floor, just guys who are net negative or weak defenders, and that's going to be their problem throughout the series. Now, I still think they'll get a game or two, probably a couple games in the series, because they have so much offensive potential. It's not showing it tonight with all the turnovers And that's just one of those things. First game of a series. I expect the Pacers to figure some things out and come back and play better. I think they'll be a much better bet in the next few games of the series than they are tonight. Hopefully OKC wins and covers tonight, because I want to look for spots to bet the dog going forward, game two or game three, taking the points. I would prefer the OKC pull away and win this game by a margin tonight. 15 points, whatever. That'd be fine, because you might get a little bit extra with the underdog in game two or game three if OKC rolls and wins this game big. Right now it's 92-79 with just under 10 minutes to go.
We had Dan Krupak on the show, or Krupak, I beg your pardon, earlier on the show, and both you and I were very intrigued by one of his player props, which was Ben Shepherd to go over a half-made three. Well, he did do that, and that's all he's done so far. Just 3 points, but that's all that matters. That has cashed for Dan. Also, what has cashed, Obi Toppin over 10.5 points and rebounds. Matt, he's got 11 points, so he didn't even need any rebounds for that prop to cash from Dan, as he also, Obi Toppin, does have 3 assists. Hoping that Benedict Mathurin gets another bucket or two. He's got 5 points. He liked the over 7.5 there. And he also played over Cason Wallace, points, rebounds, assists. And right now that sits at 7. So some work to be done. But already 2 winners home from Dan in his 4 bets. So hopefully those other 2 do ultimately come home. This game sitting around that number of 10 is where it closed, 92-79. Is the score, as the Pacers going to miss a couple of bunnies there, and not sure where this possession. I think the possession is going to stick here with the Pacers.
Doesn't matter. OKC is going to score. OKC going up 94-79. How the hell is OKC going to score here when the Pacers are taking the ball out under their own basket, and OKC is going to score in 4 seconds, according to the live betting screen? That's how.
There you go.
Wow.
Interception coast to coast, Jalen Williams.
That is as bad an inbounds pass as you're ever going to see. TJ McConnell just threw it out to half court straight to Jalen Williams, and that's a breakaway for the Thunder. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Pacers are playing very poorly tonight, and that's what leads me to believe they're going to be a much better bet here in games 2, 3, 4 going forward. I'm not surprised at all by this tonight. I didn't like the Pacers in the first game, even though I thought they could extend the series. I never expected the Pacers to go to OKC and win tonight.
23-6 turnovers. Mm-hmm. 23-6.
And that was probably the worst of the 23.
That was pretty ugly. There's no doubt about it. Jalen Williams, he has really come alive here in the fourth quarter. 15 points now in the game for Jalen Williams. He was single digits heading into this quarter, leading the way for the Thunder. And boy, it's nice, Matt, when you can get this type of production when your best player, the league's MVP, is on the bench taking his normal rest. SGA starting the fourth quarter on the bench. He's got 28 points, and the Thunder have outscored the Pacers 9-3 to start this fourth quarter. And you'd imagine SGA will now re-enter the game and more than likely play the rest of the game from here on out. But a 15-point lead for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Matt, and your live number now sits at 14.5. Total 220.5. It bottomed out at what, like 213.5?
212.5. Actually, I think it got to 212.5, but only briefly. You know how quickly these numbers move. I did not get in at 212.5 over. We were talking about over 117 in the second half, too, right?
Yep.
We talked about that at halftime. 59 points in the third quarter, 12 so far in the first 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. So you got 71 points so far here in the second half. Probably going to get over that 117 in the second half. 94-79 after TJ McConnell gifts the Thunder a basket there on a terrible inbounds pass to go up 15. Pacers is doing a lot of things wrong tonight. And here's what you're going to hear in the mainstream media. You might hear it on this network all night tonight or tomorrow.
Hoops would never say that.
OKC in a sweep. There's no way the series is going more than 5 games. If you watch how ragged the Pacers have been on the offensive end of the floor tonight, it's hard to make a case for the Pacers. Not many people are going to be willing to do it after tonight, but what you have to understand, these are long series. It's a series of adjustments, and Rick Carlisle is going to make a bunch after tonight's game.
I mean, hell, I don't think it'll happen, but I didn't think the Pacers would come back down double digits in the fourth quarter of game
tonight.
One when Nesmith went nuclear from long range. But, yeah, that's not going to happen against this defense, 94-79. Right now, they are plus 17, I believe, in the turnover margin. It has been a defensive clinic from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Matt, I wanted to circle back to something real quickly because I showed you the play during the break. I didn't know how it ended. The ending in Tampa and Texas was something to see, as there was bases loaded, two outs, a ground ball hit to second, run scores from third. There was mass confusion in the infield, Matt, and ultimately the Rays were able to score another run on a grounder to second. They scored two runs, Little League style, and the Rays win that game 4-3 in what has been a pretty wacky day of Major League Baseball, where the Arizona Diamondbacks down 6 going into the ninth win 11-10. You saw one of the worst teams in baseball beat the best team in baseball. The White Sox beat the Tigers in 10 innings. 3-2 was the final score, and
West Sacramento A's.
The cityless A's snapped their lengthy losing streak. What were they at, 9 games in a row?
Actually, they're 1-20 in the last 21 and had lost 9 in a row before the big win today.
And, of course, they win 14-3 because that's how baseball works. The 15-point lead just a moment ago was the largest lead of the game, and here comes the Indiana Pacers. Look, this team, they don't quit. Andrew Nembhard able to get an and one. We'll get some free throws here for Andrew Nembhard to try to close out a old-fashioned three-point play. It's a 12-point game right now. Total keeps creeping up a little bit. 221.5, and the spread is 12.5.
Getting nervous. Could have a 60-point fourth quarter here. I wouldn't be surprised. It's going to take more than 60 in the fourth to get it over that total of 231.5, but I wouldn't be surprised if we have a ton of points at the end of this game, because the Pacers are close enough that they would foul at the end, and the Pacers are a comeback team. They're not going to give up, and they're not going to wave the white flag and say, hey, let's run out the clock. So I think it's going to be like a college ending tonight, Tim, or NCAA tournament, where you fight and foul to the death. So if you've played a live total over in the two teams, I think you're very live here. 96-82. With 8:58 to go.
Thunder are going to score to advance, increase this lead, I should say. And, where we are sitting.
Look at this.
Alex Caruso.
Just on a simple juke and drive to the rim, and he gets fouled and one opportunity. That's just pitiful defense by the Pacers.
Right now, doing a quick math, we've got 28 points off the bench from the Thunder. Depth is a big thing for both of these teams, because it's not just the Thunder's bench. How about the Pacers bench here tonight? Obi Toppin's got 11. TJ McConnell's got 9. So that's 20 right there. The bench points have actually is pro Indiana. Indiana's bench has combined to score 33 points so far tonight. And 96-85. We're going to get a 3 here from the Indiana Pacers. Hey, folks, we're getting closer to football season. We've got a pretty cool deal courtesy of our guy Josh Applebaum. As if you want to become a VSIN Pro subscriber today, you can get a full year for just $199. And then you get a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum. It's a no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making sharper and smarter bets. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Use the promo code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up. vsin.com/subscribe. 11-point lead for the Thunder. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Can't put them away. The Pacers hanging around. 7:19 to go. The Thunder will score on this possession, as they always do.
Wide
there's
open
a
backdoor
beautiful
layup.
Beautiful backdoor cut.
98-88 with 7:19 to go. Live numbers 10.5. I was just talking to a guy, Scotty, from the East Coast, who's out here tonight, the Circa Book, and he took the Pacers plus 10 tonight. I said, it's going to be a sweat, buddy, all the way down to the end. And there's a Pacers offensive foul.
Another turnover.
That is not going to help your cause.
Another turnover for the Pacers. And, boy, I don't know if – I think the TV and the box score that I've been looking at are one off. Whatever it is, either 24 or 25 turnovers, but it's ugly. And it is a massive discrepancy between these two teams. And yet the Pacers are kind of just lurking, still hanging, right? And is this more of an indication, as you've kind of pointed out, that maybe the Pacers, despite a brutal game tonight, are going to be, I wouldn't say live for the series, but live in games throughout the series?
We're going to get better games than we've watched tonight. There's no doubt about it. As we say that, the Pacers about to hit
Obi
a three.
Obi Toppin
with a, that's back-to-back threes for Toppin.
He's had a hell of a game.
98-91 with 6:22 to go.
Obi Toppin's got five threes, Matt.
That means the Thunder's probably going to hit a three next, because that's what happens. Every time the Pacers hit one, the Thunder come back with one. Chet Holmgren with a drive to the paint, kick out. That's a three attempt from Lou.
Believe
Dort.
It or not, he missed.
He missed. And the Pacers have the ball down seven with 6:22.
I'm just checking the book as hands are up, hoping for threes. It does feel like a lot of the patrons here in the Circa Sportsbook, at least from my gathering, do have the points with the Indiana Pacers, which...
Well, it said the betting public was a little bit, we're going to get a four-point game
Matt Humans, this thing is getting spicy. The Indiana Pacers, this team just does not die. Good, I mean... This is wild.
This is a 15-point game. It was 94-79.
It was banked Pacers in from Miles Turner as the crowd goes nuts here at Circa. It is a four-point game, a 12-2 run for the Pacers. And just like that, the never-say-die Pacers have found a way to get back in. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, look, that's what he's going to do. He's going to get in. He's going to get fouled.
Dribble drive, foul. 99-94, Thunder up on the Pacers now by five. I knew that SGA was going to drive that to the rim. I said, just don't foul him, and the Pacers fouled him.
So
him earn it.
I guess the question is, Matt, and I know I keep asking it, but the question to me is, all right, let's see the Thunder do win this game. They hold on and win. Do you come away impressed by the Pacers in the sense that they played as terrible as you could imagine from a turnover standpoint, and yet – we're midway through the fourth quarter, Matt, and it was a four-point game.
Yeah, 98-94. What I've said all along, I don't think this Oklahoma City team's bulletproof. A lot of people want to believe it is. The rating's so high in the regular season, and they get through the Western Conference and blow out the T-Wolves in the finals. But again, this is the second youngest team by average age ever to reach the NBA Finals. And I just don't think they're going to walk over the Pacers – and this is going to be a sweep or maybe a five-game series. But we got a long way to go here, so we'll see. 196, still a four-point game with 5:25 to go. Don't forget, in the first round of the playoffs, Tim, the Thunder team was down big to the Grizzlies. You and I were out here watching it.
It was draft night.
That's a bad Grizzlies team at the time.
John Morant got hurt, and they came back and won that game.
Big to the Grizzlies in that game.
Yeah, now you're feeling the pressure, right?
Got dragged to seven games by the Denver Nuggets, who basically had three players at the time. Lost by 40 in game three at Minnesota. This team is not bulletproof. I know it's very easy to get impressed with OKC when you look at the numbers and the ratings, but that's why I thought the Pacers had a chance to make this a serious series. And right now, Thunder bettors, Thunder feeling the heat a little bit here. Five-point game with a little over 5 minutes to go.
You look at what this team has been able to do at home, Matt. 30-point win to close out the T-Wolves. Beat them by 15 in Game 2. Beat them by 26 in Game 1. And then you think about the Denver games. They won by 32 in the closeout, 7. They won by 43, lost by 2. And then the two games at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves were laughers. 51 points and then 19 points. So this one is at moments felt like it could be a laugher, but... the Pacers just don't go away. Right now, live number down to 6.5, under 5 minutes to go. And here we go, another bucket for the Pacers, Matt. They are not dying here. This is very impressive to see this Pacers team. And the pressure is sinking in on this young Oklahoma City team down to 4.
It felt like this game was over.
I know.
It was a 15-point game. Pacers had nothing going on. 94-79, you think it's over. Right now, it's 102-98 with 4:20 to go. And the live total's up to 224.5. Even going to have to sweat the under here. We might get overtime tonight. You never know. But a four-point game with just over 4 minutes to go, and it looked like OKC was going to walk home up 15 not too long ago. 94-79, that means you're talking about a 19 to 6 run by the Pacers. As I say that, the Thunder score to go up 6.
All right, Matt. We were talking about this with Derek Stevens. Of course, VSIN, if you hadn't heard, will be headed to Omaha. A couple of our shows, Follow the Money and Money Moves.
Yeah.
They will be sitting up at Rocco's drinking Jello shots. Hopefully not too many on the air. But I'm going to throw in a best bet. A game that starts tomorrow, a super regional starts tomorrow. Our guy Jensen Lewis will be on the call there on ESPN. It'll be North Carolina against Arizona. And I'm not going to bet that series, Matt. But if you look at the way the bracket breaks, if you look at the top four teams from an odds standpoint, you've got Arkansas, you've got LSU, you've got Tennessee and North Carolina. Three of those teams are on one side of the bracket. UNC's kind of hanging out by themselves, and they'll be a favorite heading into the College World Series final. So I'm going to take a shot at plus 475 on UNC to win the title. And if they get into the championship series, then we have a hedge opportunity there against more than likely one of the better teams. So that'll be my best bet. I'll throw that in here tonight. Circa has it at plus 675. I think DraftKings is sitting there at plus 650.
You know, if the Thunder won this game big tonight, my plan was going to be to take the Pacers and the points in game two. Now, the Thunder might still win and cover. It's 104-98 with 3:24 to go, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander headed to the free throw line here, I believe. Live number down to 7.5. I don't know what I'm going to do for game two at this point. Tim, I think we haven't talked about it during the show tonight. We're talking about College World Series in Omaha. How about the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma? Texas Tech trying to force a third and decisive game, up 4-1 on Texas in the seventh inning tonight. And that would be
quite the night there in Oklahoma City, huh? I don't know how
far
away.
You got an NBA Finals game and a Women's College World Series game. Yeah.
And it looks like based off of where we sit right now, as we look up, no outs in the top of the seventh, it does feel like Texas Tech will be forcing that do-or-die game three tomorrow night there in Oklahoma City. Hey, folks, our best bets is always brought to you by GBank. And how about this offer? We're introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and Visa. And all you need to do is open up a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive a $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match. VSiN completes the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through October 31st. That's a $200 value. So once again, that's the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. Head to VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts.
106-98 with 3:07 to go. And it looks like the Pacers headed to the free throw line. Is that Pascal Siakam headed to the free throw line after a foul? This spread decision is going to be a sweat, and Greg Hoops Peterson is going to have to take it to the finish line because he comes up next. Tim, we got 3 minutes to go, an 8-point game, and Pacers now catching 8.5 on the live line. Live total 221.5. Thunder's going to win this game, right? Thunder minus 2,500 on the money line with an 8-point lead. Siakam bricked the first free throw.
Yeesh. It seems that the Thunder will win this game. But these damn Pacers, man, they just don't go away. 8.5 is the live point spread. Total down, back down to 220.5. As Matt will sweat that one. It's never under until it's over. So
one thing I'll say here in the second half, you and I talked about it a lot during the game. In the first half, the Pacers had, 18 or 19 turnovers?
Mm-hmm.
They've done a much better job here in the second half. They've got, I believe, 6 turnovers in the second half, which is still 24 for the game, way too many. But they have made some sort of adjustment here to at least stop turning the ball over on every other trip down the floor. And we are going to have a tight spread decision headed down to the final 3 minutes in OKC.
3 minutes to go. Game one of the NBA Finals, 106-98. Hoops Peterson, as Matt mentioned, he's got you covered coming up top of the hour. Thanks to everyone who joined the show. Zachary Cohen, Dan Krupuk, and Derek Stevens. For Matt, I'm Tim. Hoops is up.